This is program number LW2567. Well, it's amazing what people believe. Back when Louisiana was a colony of France, thousands of black slaves from the island of Haiti in the Caribbean streamed into New Orleans, and they brought with them a new religion. It was called voodoo. It's a strange kind of religion. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you about voodoo today. Several things are mingled into it, most of which are haunting and mysterious and certainly scary. To perform a ritual, you've got to have an altar, a snake, candles, and drums. Of course, the snake is where the voodoo is, that is, the divine spirit that people worship. There's dancing and drinking, and of course, everyone tunes in to the beat of the drum. They start chanting, clapping, swaying, and spinning. The priest and the priestess usually move through the people, slapping some, spinning them around, spraying them in the face with liquor from their own mouths, claiming that they are guiding them to help them achieve a oneness with each other and with the gods they're worshiping. Some inhale flaming alcohol. Others roll in and out of fires. Still others join in sexual union, climb trees, mimic, and then sacrifice animals, drinking their blood and even tearing small ones apart, eating them raw. Ceremonies like these still go on in the Caribbean. You could see them even in New Orleans in 1803, which was the time of the Louisiana Purchase. You know, when you look at different religions around the world, it is amazing how we people want something to worship. Dogs and cats don't. Horses and cows, why, you don't see them on their knees worshiping the sun or calling one of their kind a god. Sure, you've heard of the golden calf. It's talked about in the Bible, but it wasn't a bunch of cattle that made it to worship. People made that golden calf. We people are the ones wanting something to worship. And that's where religions like voodoo come in. In case you're interested, here are some old voodoo prescriptions. If you're a woman and you want to make a man love you, here's what you do. Turn down the sweatband of his hat and pin two needles crossed inside where he won't find them, and he'll love you. Here's another voodoo prescription. To keep your husband from losing his job, write his boss's name 3 times on a slip of paper, then write your husband's name 4 times on top of that. Pour honey around a red candle, then spice, then light the candle. He won't lose his job. In case you think your child's stomachache is serious and that it might be poisoning, here's what you do. Tie a piece of silver money, if you can find it, tie it onto the patient's body. The silver will turn black if he's poisoned. If he is poisoned, file some silver off the coin and give it to the patient in white rum or in milk from a red cow as an anecdote. Now, those are voodoo prescriptions. Who thought them up? No one knows. But there have been people in the past, and are people still today, who believe they are true. They are the faithful followers of the voodoo men, the conjure men and women, the weed women, the root doctors. Why? Because we need someone to worship. We were made that way. The God, the only true God there is, who made us worshiping people. Why? Because he's the one who wants to be worshiped. And when people don't know him, they come up with their own gods to worship. You know, you and I, who live in America, when we look at religions around the world, most of us are amused, aren't we, that there are so many ridiculous things people believe. But while you and I might think such is ridiculous, and rightly so, I'd venture to say that there are some things that we all believe in matters that pertain to God that are just as wrong. I mean, look at how many churches there are among us. Each one different, each one claiming it's right. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Church of the Bible? You know, it is the Bible that says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." God doesn't confuse us. We people confuse each other. It's time, isn't it, that we listen to God? He's our authority, our only authority. You might find this pamphlet interesting. What is the Church of the Bible? Why don't you write me for it? It is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.